Welcome to another...
The official podcast of The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
The Leaky Cauldron.
Do you hear that, Ern? The Leaky Cauldron.
Just go! You're wasting time!
Welcome to Pottercast, your number one source for news, theories, discussion and interviews with people from the Potter books and films. I know a small amount myself, having written the books. My name is J.K. Rowling. I am now happy to introduce your hosts, Melissa, John and Sue.
And Frank.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
Oh my god, oh my god.
I don't know where to start.
Fight back, you coward!
I don't know where to start. They destroyed a bridge. They did it.
They blew up London.
It's awesome. It's amazing.
That's so crazy.
They killed a bridge. They did it like in the book.
Yeah.
Did they have to at the beginning of the movie? What?
Noise. Okay, can we talk about Sidelong Apparition? Apparition?
Yeah.
What is that? It's like going through a tube. It's like lugeing with a wizard.
Yeah. I missed it.
It was a lot more contorted, involved, something than I thought it would be, but it looked cool.
Oh my god! I just freeze framed it at the end of that apparition. That's not any sidelong apparition. That's Harry helping Dumbledore back to Hogwarts.
Oh yeah.
At the end. Oh my god, go there, you'll see it. Go, I don't know what time code it is.
Look at four Dumbledore's. Is it like 19 second mark?
I guess. I don't have the number. But Harry's helping him in. That's the end of the movie.
Where are they going, though? What is this place?
Getting back. That's Hogwarts. That's the astronomy tower.
Yeah, that's right when they land, and that's before Dumbledore.
So Harry was able to apparate into Hogwarts?
Whatever. It's
pretty
the movie.
Sweet.
Well, that makes me wonder, then, are they not going to show Madame Rose Merida and the Brooms?
Yeah. I think it's a waste of time. They're just not going to... Have they ever said in the movies you can't apparate in or out of Hogwarts?
Not conveniently. They have not ever said that.
Let's spend 5 minutes of the movie walking down to Hogsmeade and talking to Madame Rose... I mean...
You're right, Melissa, because if you show at the beginning, that's from Budley Babblington or Babberton or whatever it's called. So that's the beginning, right. But then they took the end apparition. Okay,
and then,
Melissa. Yes. Seamus, he's back blowing things.
Pyromaniac Seamus is back, yes!
Somebody watched the first two movies.
I love Pyromaniac Seamus. I love Pyromaniac Seamus. It's just so funny.
You know what?
Blowing things.
And like right before that, there's like that second shot of the astronomy tower. That is a dangerous tower. It is all wide the hell open.
Yeah. And you know what that is? That's Harry telling Hermione, I'm not coming back. And she's saying, okay, then we're not coming back with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
That was really
okay,
shot
I want to talk about the Slughorn class. Look, okay. They clearly have all been at the potions for a while. Look at Hermione's hair.
What
it's enormous.
On?
It's fantastic.
It's about time! Sorry.
I know.
Is that what like it should have looked like all the time?
Yeah, but remember in the book how when she was doing it, her hair, when she was working over the cauldron, her hair was getting frizzier and frizzier?
That's right.
Oh my god.
And Seamus, there's like already the result of his
explosion.
Yeah. Look how tall Neville is. He looks taller than Ron.
He's enormous.
Not quite as tall as Dean.
Yeah, but he looks good. Matt Lewis looks
They don't seem to have fattened him up at all.
Good, maybe they're slimming it down so that for 7 he just looks like a badass.
Yeah.
People hate it when I say that word, but I am sorry. It applies to Neville like no other word.
Absolutely. Can't wait for that movie. But still, this trailer was awesome. I gotta say, I love the model of Hogwarts. We've seen it a couple times. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, Ron, Ramil Devane, can we talk about this?
Yeah.
It's so hilarious.
You introduce us. Is that in the book? Is that line in the book? No.
Ron would have.
But I gotta say, Rupert Grint is a very good comedic actor, and I think he showed a little bit more of his flair right there. I thought that was perfectly delivered. His expression on his face was
just staring off into space.
I love Harry. Have you ever. fine, fine, you're in love with her. Have you ever met her? It's perfect Harry humor. His humor is so different than Ron. He's that sarcastic biting. That's Harry, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that face he has after that is just like, what the?
Why are we friends? Like that face.
Yeah.
Oh man. So is this Harry and Luna walking up to? It is Harry and Luna walking up to the castle because she finds him in the train.
That's right. Yeah.
Afterwards.
Do you think she uses these silly glasses to be able to see him?
Yeah, probably.
Is that how she can do it?
I love her in those, and then she has the Quibbler. I mean, her outfit, she is styling perfect.
Yeah.
I know, but impenetrable, millions of thousands of years old invisibility cloak meets Luna's Spectre specs, and it goes down.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you don't know the power of the love goods. That's what it is.
It's like, that was the one thing that was... It's the one thing that was unique about his invisibility cloak is that it was completely perfect, and there's nothing you could do to see through it.
Except if you have a Quibbler.
Except if some magazine publishes glasses that could suddenly penetrate the Deathly Hallows.
It's kind of funny, because how often have little joke magazines printed X-ray specs? And it's kind of a nice quote that in the Harry Potter world, they really are X-ray specs.
Yeah, totally. Mm.
What do we think about the memories and the aesthetic?
I love it. Oh my god, it's beautiful. The wispy little...
the blurred edges of memory, you know?
Yeah, it's perfect. And it's interesting Photoshop. Because this was not in, when we first saw some of these shots, like walking up to the orphanage, like this is all added in later. We saw versions without all this. All
and we have a name, Wool's Orphanage?
Yeah, W-O-O-L-S.
Apostrophe S.
And it's missing the A.
Well, the A is hanging down.
Oh, I see it.
Well,
orphan.
Did we see part of the orphanage that shot in the first trailer when we had Young Riddle? And did they have that exterior?
Yeah.
It was like walking through the rain, right?
Why does the orphanage have like bars and spikes along the fence? Like people are wanting to escape the orphanage.
Have you never read Charles Dickens? Come on.
I just didn't know they were all the same.
I just thought it was perfect. It was like, you know, good gothic kind of, you know, oppressive kind of. I don't know.
I want to know what actor is standing in front of the young Slughorn. What's his name again? I forgot his name.
The teenage Riddle.
I forgot his name.
Who, Christian Coulson?
Not Christian Coulson.
It's not him.
It's not Ralph Fiennes' cousin or nephew either. It's the other one. Oh, shoot. You said this too fast.
It's on our site. But look at the young Slughorn, dark hair, and brandy glass.
Yeah.
He looks good. I mean, Jim Broadbent's an older man, and he looks pretty good. I thought they did a good job of making their thing. Oh,
yeah.
Really good.
Then we have the scene about, I'm sorry, what? Sorry.
Did you call me Harry?
I did, because I was watching the scene with Harry getting hit by Hermione.
No, I was going to say, do you know how Slughorn was able to get him out of his office right there?
I'm sensing a bad joke.
Because I can't.
I knew you were gonna say that.
He can do anything.
Well, so you went right into it, man. You just
no, but I warned. I warned.
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
How, John?
What?
I didn't say how, John.
Yes.
Please tell us.
Yes.
Please tell us a bad joke right now.
Well, I can edit into that. You just said that. Thanks for giving me the line.
Sorry. Oh, I'm so giddy. This trailer made me so happy. It just made me just squeak.
You see Ron excited at the Quidditch pitch that he's actually done it right?
Yeah.
Yes.
The Quidditch shots are so awesome. But how badass is this dark mark? Because it's not just this tacky little tattoo hanging in the air. It's like they actually formed the clouds around it.
What?
Yeah, that's amazing.
It looks more ominous that it's not green.
Well, yeah, but it reminded me of the fact, because I've been watching it, because HBO's been playing it over and over and over, but in Order of the Phoenix, there's a shot when they go through the window, and it kind of, like, Voldemort's face meshes in with the snow before they go to the Hogsmeade for the first EA meeting. It kind of reminded me of that same effect, that they just, like, put it a little bit more, and I thought it was really powerful. But Bellatrix is, I think it's her, later, maybe it's later on in the trailer, but she cast that mark.
Yeah.
And you can see who's up there. That's not Draco. It looks like maybe a Yaxley.
Oh,
and
right.
Fenrir. Yeah. And some girl we've never seen.
Yeah.
That'd be the other.
I don't know. But don't skip over that amazing shot of Dumbledore and Harry on that rock.
Right.
They must have apparated to. And did they swim from here into the cave with the water, for God's sake? I couldn't swim in that water.
They did it in the book. Who knows what they did?
Yeah.
You know.
That's super intense. And I love all the hatless Dumbledore shots. He looks properly old.
Well, remember we just saw, not too long ago, we just saw that sticker, that photo, first time without his little hat. And everyone was like, oh, it's Gandalf. And then...
It makes me wonder if that's why they gave him the hat for all those years, because it could make a pretty similar comparison to old wizards.
Yeah.
So give one a hat.
Pointy hat.
Okay, clearly we also have a scene here where Hermione has found out that Dumbledore died.
Yeah.
Which is heartbreaking in and of itself.
Mm.
And Draco, oh my god.
Yes.
Look at pale... Pale, sickly Draco.
But just notice his eyes, though. Tom Felton's a good actor, and I thought that expression on his face was really, you could see the weight of what he's going through. I thought it looked really indicative to me. And you don't even know, like say someone was watching this and had no idea what the storyline was. You could see that this is a person that's tormented, that's looking in the mirror. It's like,
yeah, I don't think Draco's there with Bellatrix there, like you said, during that spell, because... I see a girl over there on the right, someone I don't recognize next to Bellatrix, and then Fenrir all the way to the left.
Yeah, I think that guy is who's going to end up being Yaxley. Did they cast Yaxley?
They did. We had, like, minor, the brother and sister, Amicus.
Amicus and Electus.
Yeah.
The Caros, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I also love about this Draco scene? Look at his tie with the clip. Snake clip on his tie. They're getting adult and they have a little bit more of a stylish way of dressing.
Yeah. Well, he's also just rich.
I know, but it's cool.
Draco.
Okay, then we have the Inferi scene.
Oh, you have the Ginny kiss, for Christ's sake.
No, that was teased pretty well.
Yeah. But you don't even hardly recognize her.
No,
so
at
people...
first she kind of...
People wouldn't know, I think. They might think it's Cho. They have her hair all straight and everything. That was the first thing I thought. It's like, what's he doing kissing Cho again? Like, wait a second.
Where is the Ginny kiss? I'm trying to find it.
That's not Cho at all. 132, 131?
I thought that same thing, John. I did. I was like, what? Because, you know, you're just watching the first time it goes by so fast. And you're like, whoa.
Are they look like a Christmas tree behind them. Is that the burrow?
No, I think they're in the Room of Requirement. I'm trying to find it.
Did they put Christmas stuff in the Room of Requirement?
What can't go in the Room of Requirement?
We require decorations.
Trying to find it. Is it after the Quidditch?
Yeah, it's like 132.
I don't have a time code right now.
Oh, it's after Draco.
There it is. Yeah, that looks like just all the junk. It doesn't look like Christmas stuff.
Oh, I thought I saw a tree back there.
Well, it looks green, but it's just, I think it's the stuff that's...
Mm. I think she helps him hide the book, right?
Yeah.
Oh my god, oh my god, right before Fight Back, do you see Dumbledore laying on the ground?
Right before when?
Fight Back, you coward. They're on the rocks, and the Inferi are approaching, and it's Dumbledore's laying, like, prone on the ground.
Mm.
Wow.
I love the shot of, like, Harry just in agony, just, like, watching Dumbledore drink the potion there. Or not drink the potion, because there are fires already around him. But, like, just getting...
Oh, and there's a shot of Snape and all the Death Eaters, and it looks like Draco in front of Hagrid's hut, and Hagrid's hut's getting blown up.
Right. That's what I thought you were talking about. Where's the body on the ground, though? I can't see, but that whole
it's
thing...
It's before that. It's right before that. If you go frame by frame, you can see
134.
It. Right before Fenrir.
Oh.
See the Inferi, the gross arm.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's like you suck all the air out of a person. That's what the Inferi looks like.
Ugh.
Wow.
I guess we're not calling anybody for this podcast, huh?
I guess not. We're all so engrossed.
Sorry, guys. Sorry for the tease. Oh my god, how they destroyed the bridge is amazing. They just fly past it.
Yeah, and it like twists. I love the shot of Snape. This shot of Snape, like with his back to Hagrid's hut, just like, I can't watch this. This is making me sick. And all the other Death Eaters are putting Hagrid's hut on fire.
Can I ask you a random question? But you remember before that, there's a shot of like the firebombs or whatever going from the bridge into like the city of London, and there's like an establishment being blown up with all the glass. Is that like Ollivander's or something, or is that just like a random store?
It looked to me like something in Hogwarts. Am I wrong? I'm looking at it right now. Oh no, it's Diagon Alley. That's Gringotts. That's Gringotts in the far frame, and that's Ollivander's, I think.
Wait, where's that at?
It's right after you see Death Eaters flying through London, and then it seems to go into Diagon Alley. And I think that's either Ollivander's or Flourish and Blotts.
It has to be one. That's okay. Thank you, Melissa, because I thought, wait a minute. What did they miss?
Yeah,
that
I can't remember the exact.
They did that.
Because if you look a little further, you can see the columns of Gringotts.
Mm. Wow.
Oh, my God. Frame by frame.
Is your brain just not going like in 10 different directions? Because mine is.
Too much. I just love the scene of it's either Parvati or Padma, and Dean, Hermione, Neville, Ron, Lavender, whoever that girl is in the back, and Seamus just staring during potions class. It's just a cute little picture of the group, you know.
They're like fascinated with something or completely disturbed. Hermione looks disturbed
that she can't do it. Maybe
she's
not getting it right. Look at Ron staring out the window. Oh my god, he's amazing.
I can't, you know, I know we have the trailer, but I love our galleries, and when we put screen caps up, I must tell you.
Yeah. Are they doing that already? Are we already there?
Yes. Oh yes, we're already there.
I got the high-res ones. High-res ones, right?
Oh yeah, I downloaded the super high def QuickTime version, and it is like unreal. It's bigger than my monitor can even watch.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
We love the high def, high res. Yeah.
Okay, so are we just gonna cap it here because YouTube won't allow this long of a video to begin with?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, more on future editions of podcasts, guys. Check out podcast.com if you're watching this on YouTube.
Free stuff. And hey. Warner Brothers, by the way, submitted this to Just Fan Sites for a week.
So thank you, Warner Brothers.
Thank you, Warner Brothers. That's cool. And it's nice that on the day that we were supposed to have the movie, we have this beautiful trailer.
Yes.
Well, it's something. That's good. We'll take it. And the trailer. And the trailer is going to be playing in theaters.
I just love that it's going to be
but
in front
not
of
now.
Twilight. It's going to be
Twilight
so funny.
Next week. Right. For a week. Right. For a week, it's not in front of Twilight. I made that mistake when I put it up. Yeah.
Oh.
First, it's going to be. Gonna be a week without it, and then next Friday it goes in front of Twilight.
That's interesting.
Which actually, it makes a lot of sense. You get the hardcore Twilight fans out first, and then the ones who are in the half or also Harry Potter fans think, "Oh, I'll go see two at once," and they go.
Maybe they didn't want to help Twilight's numbers.
I don't
blame them.
Okay. Well, oh wow, I'm like waving goodbye at my screen to people now for the first time.
Bye.
Hey, the drums guy out here.